Distinguished delegates, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed a great pleasure for me to be here with all of you again after having to be absent at the third CTTF meeting in Santiago in February 2004. I am very grateful for the leadership of Minami-san, my deputy during my absence in Santiago. Allow me first to thank the APEC Secretariat for its excellent arrangement of this meeting. This is the first time for me to attend the meeting in this beautiful conference room. You know, so I appreciate Ambassador Mario Ataka for the facilities given to us. I would also thank to all of you for your continued support to the work of CTTF and also for coming to Singapore to participate and contribute further to the APEC cause in combating terrorism. I appreciate also for our New Zealand colleague who is going to Hanoi, but he also managed to attend this meeting to enrich us with his idea to try to resolve the pending matters that we have. Dear colleagues, the leaders in Bangkok have given us instruction to enhance and to move forward on our collective efforts in fighting terrorism. To follow up on the instruction, we have been discussing intensively on how to move the APEC work on countering terrorism forward and to implement the leaders' instruction so as to have concrete deliverable at the end of the year. In order to enable us to have a comprehensive deliberation on what to deliver to the ministers and leaders in the incoming meeting in November, SOM has tasked us to have this special meeting. As we have all agreed, the focus of this meeting will be on what should be the 2004 CTTF key deliverables, which will then be recommended to SOM as the key deliverable for 2004 leaders' meeting. The task before us to appraise on what to be delivered to the minister leaders on how to fight terrorism is not an easy one. However, I have a confidence that with your full support and cooperation, we would be able to accomplish what the CTTF has been tasked with.